Hi.
So just how much plastic does Australia use?
A huge amount. I don't know the actual figures for that, but I think what is really alarming is that worldwide, only about 10% of plastic is actually recycled, and I think that's only a little bit higher in Australia. So there's so much plastic out there that's being produced and not even ending up going on to be used again or to have a second life after it's been recycled, which is really concerning.
It's a staggering figure, and we know the immediate dangers, but what are some of the effects on the environment that perhaps aren't so instant?
So one of the things that can happen with plastic is it often ends up in our waterways where it gets washed out to sea. And in the ocean, it's often mistaken for food by various sea creatures and seabirds. I think a really horrifying thing I found out recently was that 90% of seabirds have been found with plastic in their stomachs. We saw that whale that washed up on the beach in Japan that had plastic bags in its stomach. It's got a really devastating effect. And I think the thing as well is that plastic takes so long to break down, and especially in the ocean, it doesn't fully degrade. It just breaks into smaller and smaller pieces that we call microplastics that then go on to be eaten by fish. They end up in things like our sea salt. So they actually end up in our food chain as well. It's not just about the animals, it's about us as well. This is affecting all of us.
That's horrific. And yeah, for it to end up in a food chain, you would imagine that, you know, that's just going to spread and spread and spread throughout all sorts of different species.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a really pervasive issue, and it's I think we're only kind of realising the impact of it now. It's just how widespread this is.
And so the shipping container debacle that happened the other week, all the shipping containers falling off the ship just off the coast of Newcastle, do you think that reducing plastic usage would have had any impact on issues like this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the shipping container incident is just symptomatic of the fact that we have this massive over-reliance on plastic and an over-reliance on plastic products all throughout our lives. You know, if there's less plastic, then there'll be less shipping containers full of plastic, less likelihood of incidents like that happening, which, you know, they do happen with surprising regularity. And it's just a real shame that we have to deal with the effects of that. And we're dealing with the effects of that over-reliance on plastic, really.
So how do we go about cutting down our plastic, even just as individuals?
So it's definitely something we should work on as individuals, but I think there's been this quite a widespread push by corporations to put all of that responsibility on the consumer. You know, you go to the supermarket and they say, oh, you have to bring your reusable bag, which is absolutely fair, and they're making some great steps in ending plastic bags. But also I think corporations like supermarkets need to really step up and look at their plastic usage and look at what they're selling the consumer that has unnecessary packaging, because I'm sure, you know, if you've ever been to the supermarket and you're trying not to buy plastic, it can actually be really hard to find even just basic necessities that aren't wrapped in plastic. So it's about sort of taking a system-wide approach and having a look at where that plastic isn't necessary, what we can do to cut it down right across, you know, all of us, from individuals to corporations as well.
And so, I mean, with the supermarkets we've seen as well, do you think that cutting down on just the single-use plastic straws is going to have a major impact, or do you think they should potentially be doing some more?
We would love to see them do some more, honestly. I think straws is a really great first step. Bags is another really good step as well. We would love to see entire aisles that are free of plastic. And we know that's something that's been done. That's been done in supermarkets in the UK. It's been done in Norway, and they've had a really great response from it. And we think it's really, you know, it's time for those supermarkets to step up and do their part in this.
Zoe, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Cool. Thank you, Tess. Bye.
That was Zoe Deans from Greenpeace having a chat about cutting down our plastic waste. We do have a lot of it here in Australia, really staggering amounts. Hopefully, as time goes on, we can see that change a little bit.